Yeah, I was going to ask you, Tony, about the United States still seems... It hasn't actually acted on the recommendation of the OAS, the Organization of American States, which would, and there are calls for it to do that. I mean, that must be very nerve-wracking for the countries around Honduras, as well as Honduras itself, the fact that they're just sort of like held in suspense, where the, you know, the, it says, oh, yes, the people who ran the coup are naughty boys, and they should talk to the exiled president. But they are not actually carrying out some of the measures that the OAS recommended. I think there's been
Barack Obama is on this particular issue has not just been mealy mouthed; he's been a downright liar. Because when he was in Mexico for the meeting with Felipe Calderon and Stephen Harper, the Tres Amigos meeting, as it was dubbed by the press, in Guadalajara, Barack Obama famously said, oh, well, he can't press a button to reinstate Manuel Zelaya. But in the course of that infamous remarks on that occasion, he said, I'm not quoting it textually, but it's pretty much what he said, the position of the United States is very clear. We've condemned the coup. But that's not true. That's a downright lie. Off the cuff, in remarks to the press, they've said that they condemn what has happened in Honduras as a coup. The formal position of the United States government has not been to condemn the coup in Honduras. They have not condemned it as a coup d'etat.
Mm.
So... Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton have managed a double discourse on the matter ever since June the 28th. Mm. Sometimes they call it a coup, sometimes they don't. And the nitty-gritty is that despite President Barack Obama's dishonest claim that the position of the United States is very clear, that is a downright lie. It's not clear at all because they have not offered a clear legal judgment as a state, as a government, responsible to other governments in the Organization of American States and the United Nations. It has not issued a clear judgment declaring the coup d'etat in Honduras to be juridically a coup d'etat. And that means that they can still refuse to implement the drastic sanctions that other countries in the region have been calling for 2 months now.
Mm-hmm. I saw the other day that the Argentine government had expelled the Honduran ambassador from Argentina, and
And Honduras and the coup regime promptly declared that they were breaking off diplomatic relations with Argentina and threatened to expel the Argentine diplomats in the Argentina's embassy in Tegucigalpa, in the same way, putting those Argentine diplomats in the same position as Venezuela's diplomats, who have also been ordered to leave the country but haven't.
I guess the other thing, of course, that the other issue is bringing the elections forward and having them, under the conditions of the coup regime. How could an opposition be able to organize itself to take part in those elections? And would the boycott of those elections be strong enough to, I guess, disable any recognition of the legitimacy of those elections? Because it sounds as though the Obama administration, if the elections go through, more or less painlessly, they would probably recognize them. And
the coup regime has said that they're going to go for the elections on November the 29th. They're not going to try and bring them forward.
Okay, fair enough. But
what they but they've said very clearly that they are going to go ahead with the electoral process. And I think you're right to link that to the dilatory response of the United States government to taking sanctions against the coup regime, because almost all the countries in Latin America are saying for now that they are going to refuse to recognize any government that results from elections held under the coup regime if Manuel Zelaya is not allowed to return prior to September the 1st.
Oh, so this refusal to recognize elections extends to outside the country to, well,
oh, yeah,
very large because, number of Latin American states. And
oh, yeah, absolutely. But I wrote about this issue the day after the coup. So crystal clear, and one can read the United States foreign policy like a book, not because one's especially insightful, but because it's just the same old thing over and over and over again. And what the United States regularly does is participate one way or another in regime change, they like to call it, of governments that they don't like. And then by hook or by crook, somewhere along the line, they manage to gerrymander some kind of elected government that they then promptly recognize. And it was absolutely clear on the 29th of June, the day after the coup, that when one thought about what was going on, that is what the United States is going to do. Mm. And what does that mean in terms of the region? It means that whereas for the moment there's relative unanimity among all the countries in Latin America that they're not going to recognize any government that results from the spurious election process that begins on September the 1st under the coup regime, leading up to elections on November the 29th. Whereas that unanimity is pretty stable for now, it's absolutely clear that in a very short time, countries like Mexico, Peru, Colombia, allies of the United States, the United States itself, Canada, that group of countries are going to say, well, we have to make the best of a bad job. There have been elections. Maybe the elections weren't perfect, but it's better than nothing. And therefore, we're going to recognize this new regime in Honduras. Mm. That is what they're going to do. I'll put a tenner on it with you if you want, Warwick. But this inside the country. What does that mean inside the country? It means that the popular resistance movement is going to do everything they can to sustain a boycott of those elections. Mm. There may be some sectors of the current opposition to the coup who, for their own petty, mean electoral reasons, are going to participate in the elections because that's how they make their living. And some of the left-wing deputies in the Honduran National Congress, for example, the people in the Unificación Democrática, are talking about participating in the elections. But if they do that, they'll be completely discredited among the great majority of people in Honduras. Mm. And what does that mean? It's a recipe for conflict. It's a recipe for extremely violent conflict because the coup regime is not going to accept that their precious little elections, which are the absolutely vital for them to be able to consolidate the political gains that they've been able to make as a result of their coup, if they can get the elections carried out and a candidate elected into the presidency in some semi-plausible way, then everything that they've done under the coup will be legitimized. Mm. So they are not going to stint any level of repression in order to achieve that objective. And what does that mean for the popular movement? That means that the popular movement are going to have to decide, are they going to accept ever-increasing levels of repression.